KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys basketball action last night, a game heard here on KJAN. It was Atlantic winning a Hawkeye 10 conference matchup on the road against Kemper Catholic. The Trojans winning 43-41 over the Knights last night. The Trojans fell behind 9-2 early in the ball game, as they have in recent ball games in tough contests, falling behind. Coach Steve Blazek said that it was a good effort that kept them in the game despite some shooting woes early.
You know, we played really hard, and I thought we rebounded hard, too. I mean, it was a physical game, and we were mismatched inside a little bit. We shot the ball, got awful. I mean, and we got some pretty good looks, you know, good shots that our kids are, capable of hitting. Probably the biggest thing I'm dissatisfied with was the management of the game down the stretch, you know, with that 8-point lead. And, maybe I got a little greedy, too. I told them, let's get up by 10 or 12, then we're going to pull it out. Probably should have pulled it out with an 8-point lead.
Well, the Trojans have had a habit of falling behind early and rallying late in some big games recently.
We make it tough for ourselves. And, and I told you, before the tournament start, we got to get out of that mode because, you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball, and you never know what's going to happen. You got to get ready to play, and I thought we were really ready to start out with, and we had some good shots. I mean, I don't know if we were too excited to play, and I know Dalton's first couple shots, he was off balance a little bit, and as the game went on, he let the game come to him. He took the same shots from the same spots on the floor, but he was in rhythm and on balance. But, we played hard. And, one thing I've come to expect of this group is they'll play hard.
Well, the Trojans started the game down 9-2. They rallied back to take a 35-26 lead, their biggest of the ball game, early in the fourth quarter. But then Kemper Catholic railed off 11 straight points to take a 2-point lead before Atlantic rallied late with free throws to pick up the victory. Sam Markham had 18 points, including 12 in the third quarter on 4 3-point baskets. Also 11 points for Dalton Franken, 10 points for Stuart Hoig. Most of those coming in the first half when the Trojans were struggling offensively. As they go to 12-1 with the victory, they're 7-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play and on top of the conference standings. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 play last night, it was Creston over Glenwood 60-52. Harlan defeating Denison 64-46. Red Oak beat Clarinda 57-49. In Western Iowa Conference boys play last night, Riverside a winner over Griswold 71-53. Trainer beat AHST 63-18. It was Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 76-49. Underwood defeated Audubon 53-30. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, boys action, it was Cam edging Glidden Ralston in overtime 47-45. Peyton Sherdan over Orient Maxburg 54-27. Grandview Park Baptist a winner over Iowa Christian Academy 57-30. In Corner Conference tournament play last night, East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 59-43. Fremont Mills over South Page 68-52. Sydney beat Stanton 58-23, while Villisca was a 76-35 winner over Nishnabotna. Elsewhere around the region, in boys basketball, it was Bedford over Corning 59-31. Carroll beat Perry 82-66. Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodward Granger 46-45. Guthrie Center topping Panorama 68-39. IKM Manning beat Ridgeview 71-38. Nottoway Valley over Lennox 68-29. River Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 48-43. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abraham Lincoln 65-30. St. Albert beat Archbishop Bergen of Nebraska 46-45. West Harrison over Boyer Valley 84-76. West Monona beat Arweva 72-69 and Woodbine over Whiting 52-40. In girls high school hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 46-30. Glenwood over Creston 53-39. Harlan beat Denison 49-29. And Red Oak over Clarinda 54-41. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, Audubon over Underwood 59-49. Riverside beat Griswold 45-34. It was Trainer over AHST 67-50. And Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 66-31. Rolling Hills Conference action last night saw Adair Casey beat Exira EHK 47-39. It was Cam over Glidden Ralston 54-29. Iowa Christian in overtime over Grandview Park Baptist 35-34. Peyton Sherdan beat Orient Maxburg 48-21. In other girls' hoops around the region, Arweva over West Monona, 65-25. Bedford over Corning, 61-54. Charter Oak Ute beat River Valley, 49-35. Abraham Lincoln topping Sergeant Bluff Luton, 59-48. IKM Manning, 62-37, winners over Ridgeview. Nottoway Valley defeats Lennox, 75-50. Panorama over Guthrie Center, 74-31. Perry beat Carroll, 64-60. St. Albert over Archbishop Bergen of Nebraska, 44-18. West Harrison beat Bowyer Valley, 69-55. It was Woodbine over Whiting, 50-39, and Woodward Granger topping Coon Rapids Bayard, 43-34. In college basketball last night, Doug McDermott scored 21 of his 31 points in the second half. And number 12, Creighton pulled away for a 79-68 win over Northern Iowa. The Blue Jays won their 11th straight game, and at 17-1 overall, 6-0 in the Valley, they're off to their best start in program history. Anthony James scored a season-high 25 points, and Jake Cook added 19 to lead Northern Iowa as the Panthers fall to 9-9 overall. They're 2-4. In Missouri Valley Conference play. McDermott had his second straight 30-point game, his fifth of the season. He came into the game off a season-best 39-point night against Missouri State last Friday. Well, unranked Wisconsin isn't ranked in the Associated Press men's basketball poll, but they could be by next Monday after its second win over a top 15 opponent since Saturday. Ryan Evans had 13 points and 7 rebounds as the Badgers beat second-ranked Indiana 64-59 at Bloomington. Trayvon Jackson added 11 points, including a three-pointer to cap a 9-0 run that put Wisconsin ahead 47-39 with 12-12 remaining. The Badgers committed just 8 turnovers and became the first team to hold Indiana under 60 points this season. Wisconsin now leads the Big Ten at 4-0 after its 7th consecutive win. Cody Zeller had a game-high 21 points for the Hoosiers, but scored just 3 in the second half. Christian Watford had 11 points for Indiana, which had won 6 straight overall and 18 in a row at home. Also, St. John's blew a 12-point lead in the second half and then pulled out a 67-63 win over 20th-ranked Notre Dame as Jakar Sampson scored 14 of his 17 points in the first half to help the Red Storm to the victory. In women's college hoops, Hallie Christofferson scored 24 points and Nikki Moody had 20 points and 13 assists last night to help number 24 Iowa State beat number 16 Oklahoma 82-61. The Cyclones snapped Oklahoma's 6-game winning streak and pulled even with the Sooners for second place in the Big 12, a half game behind number 1 Baylor. Nicole Blazkowski added 17 points for Iowa State, making 5 three-pointers in the contest. The Cyclones improved to 13-2 overall, and they are 4-1 in Big 12 conference play. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Charlotte 103-76, New Orleans topping Philadelphia 111-99, Brooklyn beat Toronto 113-106, the LA Clippers over Houston 117-109, Denver in overtime over Portland 115-111, the Lakers beat Milwaukee 104-88. In high school wrestling action around the region last night, Atlantic defeated Denison 51-18, Harlan over Denison 63-15, Creston beat Shenandoah 54-25, Creston over Red Oak 62-15, Shenandoah topping Red Oak 43-33, it was Clarinda over Missouri Valley 55-13, Clarinda beat Southwest Iowa 67-12, Clarinda over Tri-Center 45-27, Griswold defeated Underwood 40-27, Logan Magnolia over Griswold 48-27, Abe Lincoln topping St. Albert 40-29, Thomas Jefferson beating St. Albert 45-21, TJ over Lewis Central 39-32, and Lewis Central over St. Albert 58-22, Mount Air over Corning 39-36, Corning beat Van Meter 52-16, Mount Air over Van Meter 36-33, Bedford Lennox beat East Mills 39-34, East Mills over Clarinda Academy 60-24, East Mills beat East Union 66-18, it was Bedford Lennox over East Union 60-18, and Bedford Lennox down in Clarinda Academy 57-12. In football news, new Chiefs head coach Andy Reid hired former Bears assistant Dave Taub to direct the special teams yesterday and announced that he's retaining linebackers coach Gary Gibbs and defensive backs coach Emmett Thomas from the previous staff. Reid announced the majority of his coaching staff late last week, including Doug Peterson as offensive coordinator and Bob Sutton as the defensive coordinator. Taub has spent the past 9 seasons with the Bears. Prior to that, he worked with special teams and the defensive line for Reid in Philadelphia. Reid still has not announced an offensive line coach, though former Dolphins coach Tony Sparano has interviewed for the job. Reid also confirmed Tuesday that he hired Eugene Chung to be the assistant offensive line coach. Chung also worked with Reid in Philadelphia. Well, the Bears have hired Montreal Alouettes coach Mark Trestman to replace the fired Lovie Smith. It's the first head coaching job in the NFL for Trestman, a longtime NFL assistant who spent the past 5 seasons coaching the CFL's Alouettes and led them to 2 Grey Cup titles. Trestman was an offensive coordinator with San Francisco, Arizona, and Oakland. The Bears hope he can get the most out of quarterback Jay Cutler and help them reach the playoffs on a consistent basis. Chicago general manager Phil Emery met with at least 13 candidates. Besides Trestman, he also brought back Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell and the Indianapolis Colts' Bruce Arians for second interviews. Smith was let go after Chicago missed the playoffs for the fifth time in six seasons. Mike McCoy is the new head coach of the San Diego Chargers. McCoy had been the offensive coordinator for the Broncos. His hiring comes 3 days after top-seeded Denver was eliminated from the playoffs with a home loss to the Baltimore Ravens. The 40-year-old McCoy replaces Norv Turner, who was fired, along with general manager A.J. Smith, after the Chargers finished 7-9 and missed the playoffs for the third straight season. Seahawks defensive coordinator Gus Bradley has arrived in Philadelphia for his second interview with the Eagles, suggesting the nearly three-week search to replace Andy Reid could be nearing an end. Bradley first met with the Eagles in Atlanta on Saturday, a day before Seattle lost to the Falcons in an NFC divisional playoff game. He's the first of the 11 known candidates interviewed by Philadelphia to get a second meeting. The 46-year-old Bradley has emerged as a favorite among fans based mainly on an old video clip in which he rips into the Seahawks defense during a game, screaming, "Do your job." A Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says injuries to multiple lower extremities will keep him out of the Pro Bowl later this month. Rodgers was to be the NFC's starting quarterback, but the reigning NFL MVP said on his weekly radio show Tuesday that he didn't pass his year-end physical. He wouldn't get into specifics, though he did say he had a problem with an injury to his right ankle that landed him on the injury report several times in the second half of the season. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning was chosen AFC Offensive Player of the Year, while Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is the top NFC Offensive Player in voting for the 101 different awards. A nationwide panel of 101 sports writers and broadcasters who regularly cover the NFL vote on the awards, which will be handed out for the 43rd time on March 2nd in Kansas City. San Francisco linebacker Aldon Smith was the NFC's top defensive player, and Seattle's Pete Carroll, the conference coach of the year. Houston's J.J. Watt was the AFC's best defensive player, and Chuck Pagano and Bruce Arians of Indianapolis shared the AFC coaching honor. In baseball news, owners of the Boston Red Sox thought the team wasn't marketable after the 2010 season. They needed to add sexy players. That's what former general manager Theo Epstein says in a new book co-written by former manager Terry Francona. Epstein says owner John Henry, chairman Tom Werner, and president Larry Lucchino made the team's image a priority, according to excerpts of the book released by Sports Illustrated. Francona says he thinks the ownership group likes baseball but doesn't love the game. He says it's still more of a toy or a hobby for them. Francona worked for ESPN in 2012. Cleveland hired him in October as its manager. A person familiar with the negotiations says free agent reliever Rafael Soriano and the Washington Nationals are working to finalize a $28 million two-year contract. Soriano's deal would contain a $14 million option for 2015 that would become guaranteed if he has 120 games finished, over 2013 and 14 combined. The 33-year-old reliever had 42 saves for the Yankees last year when Mariano Rivera was hurt. He declined a $14 million option for 2013, taking a $1.5 million buyout. Washington will lose its first-round draft pick, and the Yankees will gain an extra pick after the first round. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.